Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. We have a few announcements this morning, but first of all, what do y'all think? Isn't it beautiful? Yes. There are a lot of people to thank and acknowledge, and we are going to formally dedicate this to the Lord on Easter Sunday. And so we just have that in mind, but we are deeply grateful to Odell Black, who gifted us with the ability to do this, and to all of those who offered their time and energy to make it happen. After our regular offering today, we're going to be taking up a love offering for Bishop Smith, who is retiring. Next Saturday, there's a worship celebration at St. John's Lutheran Church in Salisbury at 2 o'clock. But just keep in mind, if you want to express gratitude, this congregation, I think more than any other congregation in the Synod, knew Bishop Smith because he worshiped here regularly, and his son was pastor here. And he and Wendy remember their time at Holly Grove very fondly. Let's see, we got a lot going on here in Lent. The men's group is meeting tomorrow at 6:30. We're picking up our midweek meals this week. It's going to be hosted by the Fellowship Committee, A Poor Man's Supper, and then we will meet for midweek worship, where we're going to be looking at the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Next Sunday, we're starting up a new series for Sunday school. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be looking at some of the passages in the Passion narrative as we make our way with Jesus to the cross. So I hope that you'll join us those 3 Sundays. Also, next Sunday is a 5th Sunday, so we are having a potluck. Please make plans to join us for that. In a couple of Saturdays, Silly is sponsoring an event to Patterson Farms. Anna needs to know by April 6th. The reason the pew pads weren't out, you might be wondering, is because we don't really need them. I take attendance every Sunday after worship on Realm, and so I know who's here because I've looked at your eyes in communion, but we wanted to ask you to start checking yourself in on the Realm app. You can mark your own attendance. So if you have any questions, Mary can show you how to do that. She already does that every Sunday, but you'll download the Realm app. Many of you have already done that for the directory purposes, and you'll just check yourself in. If we need a tutorial, we can do that next Sunday. Let me see here. Just a couple final things. We offer our sympathy and prayers to Minnie at the death of her brother Dale yesterday. Arrangements are still pending, but please hold Minnie and Dale's family in prayer. And Herbert has said that I can share with you, in case you're wondering where he is, because he almost never misses worship. He was struggling with some balance and weakness in the night, and so Debbie has taken him up to Forsyth just to see what's going on. So please hold Herbert and Debbie in prayer as well. We were doing the cross processional while we were in the fellowship hall, but I was thinking, this is Lent, and we are following Jesus to the cross. And so for the rest of Lent, we're actually going to continue the cross processional. After the confession and assurance, I'll make my way to the back of the sanctuary with the cross, and you'll stand and face the cross as you sing the gathering hymn, always keeping the cross before you. And then we'll do that after worship as well, as just a very tangible reminder, we are following the cross and following Jesus. Other than birthdays, am I missing anything? The prayer shawl? Yes, that's right. We have some birthdays this week. Debbie Frank. Oh, excuse me, a birthday this week. And then baptisms, Marie Palmer, Nathan Baker, Gaynell Davis, Herbert Frank, Norris Feeney, Janice Queen. Should we pray? Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a prayer shawl this morning for Willis Robbins, who several of you have told me about him. He had, this is the first I've ever heard of this, a quintuple bypass. Quintuple. Had to look up that word because I knew it was triple, quadruple, quintuple. And so we are going to bless this for Willis. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you are always ready to welcome us and receive us when we come to you. And we thank you that there are a lot of ways to pray, so many that aren't words, including these prayer shawls. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl for Willis, that as he continues his recovery, that you would give him strength, and as he feels the weight of this prayer shawl on his shoulders or his lap, may he feel the weight of the love and care we have for him here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives our sins, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Let us return to God, confessing our sin in the assurance of God's abiding love. Compassionate One, you are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, but our lives do not always reflect you and your love for the world. We do not show others the tender compassion you have shown us. We do not welcome others with the radical hospitality you grant to all people. We oppress others, even though you have set us free again and again. We squander the abundant gifts of the earth. Transform our lives and guide us again in the way of the cross. Amen. Beloved in Christ, God's arms are always stretched wide open to welcome the wandering ones home. In Christ, your sins are forgiven. You have a place in God's house forever. Amen. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
pray. Eternal God, your kingdom has broken into our troubled world through the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Help us to hear your word and obey it, and bring your saving love to fruition in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Brantley. Can you hold my page? Okay. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Trevor. Well, this week I was looking through some of the pictures on my phone, and one of the pictures that I saw was a picture of us praying for John. I don't know if you remember, but we had his prayer shawl, and we laid hands on him and prayed for him at the beginning of all of his cancer treatments. And I wanted to tell you this morning that John has one treatment left. Isn't that amazing? Even though it was a long time ago, we're almost at the end of his cancer treatments. And when he has that last one, we're going to celebrate with him here in church. But I wanted to thank you for praying for John, and I wanted to ask you to pray for a couple of other people in our church. One of our other friends, Isabel, her dad has cancer now, and he's going to the doctor and getting tests, and pretty soon he's going to have cancer treatments. His name is Eddie, and so I wanted to ask you if you could pray for Eddie. But pray for Isabel too, because it must be really hard for her to have her dad going through that. And then another youth is Rosala. Rosala is going to have surgery or have an operation on her knee this week. And so I wanted to ask you if you could pray for Rosala too. Rosala had an accident sometime around Christmas and hurt her knee, and so now she has to have surgery to fix it. And if you can't remember Rosala, that's Conrad's sister. I know y'all know Conrad. So there are a lot of ways, that we pray, right? We pray with words sometimes. We pray with songs. The Kyrie, that's a prayer with song. And I was thinking, who's leading Children's Church today, Kelly? Kelly, on the way to Children's Church, will you stop at the prayer wall and help the children tie a prayer on the wall for Eddie and Rosala? You can pray for them in that way. You can pray by drawing a card or a little note for them to let them know you're thinking about them. There are all kinds of ways that we can pray. But the thing I want you to remember is that God always hears us when we pray. God always hears us. So will you pray with me this morning? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other. Thank you that you always hear us
when we pray to you.
This morning we want to pray,
especially for Eddie
and Rosala. Be with them, O God. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You all may go to Children's Church with Kelly and Calvin. We ran out of time for this, but we'll do that another time, okay? Okay.
The psalm for today is Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Eagerly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you.
My flesh faints for you,
as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Therefore I have gazed upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. For your steadfast love is better than life itself. My lips shall give you praise. So will I bless you as long as I live. and lift up my hands in your name. My spirit is content as with the richest of foods, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My whole being clings to you.
Your right hand holds me fast.
Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I've been coming looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I just want to acknowledge, I should have also prayed for Kate and Cameron's grandpa in the children's prayer. If I don't write things down or if I don't practice it, it doesn't always cross my mind. It's never an intentional omission, but we pray for Herbert this morning. And I just want to stand here for a second and look around, because this painting of the sanctuary and us worshiping in it has been a dream of mine for over 4 years. And I just want to sit and look here at all of you as this dream has been realized. God is very, very good. And so grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you've all probably heard me say this recently, and I can promise you, you're going to hear me say it again and again, because I'm so proud that this is my 5th year at Holly Grove. On January 11th, I completed my 4th year and began my 5th. And I'm excited and thankful and proud of that. Additionally, on January 11th, it marked the beginning of the 4th year in my sweet home. You see, on the my first anniversary at Holly Grove, I moved into a sweet home here in Holly Grove. And other than the little apartment that I lived in on the top floor of an old house in Winston-Salem for 6 years, this is the longest that I've lived anywhere.
which I'm grateful for, and I plan on being here a lot longer. But for someone who has moved all of her belongings 24 times in her life, this means that it's been a little while since I've had a good purge. Right? When you're moving, when you're packing, you touch everything you own and you hold it in your hands and you evaluate, am I keeping this? Do I need it? Am I letting it go? Because when you're moving, you really think about the stuff you have, the stuff you've collected, the stuff that you've accumulated. It's one thing for something to be stored in a closet, out of sight and out of mind, but it's another to look at it, to pack it up, to move it, and then unpack it again. Because the reality is, as time goes on, it's easy to accumulate stuff and fill up our homes, and it's very easy not to think about how much stuff we have until we have to. The gospel lesson for this week reminded me again of the work that we are called to do during Lent. Examine, honestly examine what it is in our hearts and in our lives, and get rid of the stuff that we don't need. To get rid of the stuff in our hearts and in our lives that is taking up space that God could be dwelling in, that is taking up space where we could be bearing good fruit. Lent is the season, it's that space in time that calls us to stop what we are doing, no matter how important, and enter more intentionally into a time of prayer and self-examination and repentance. These 6 weeks aren't just a countdown to Easter. This time, this season, is set apart for the purpose of drawing closer to God and seeking God with greater intensity. It's a time for creating more inner and outer space for attending to our relationship with God. The reality of our brokenness is that we choose things other than God to fill our hearts and our lives. And some of those are very good things, but we often give those priority and space in our lives that God should have. And we all have many things within us that keep us from bearing fruit. You see, in more ways than one, we are the fig tree in today's parable. We are alive, but are we bearing fruit? Are we bearing fruit, or are we simply just existing? The landowner in today's parable has given this tree 3 years to grow and bear fruit, which is not an unrealistic amount of time. But after 3 years, it's not bearing fruit. And so the landowner tells the gardener, cut it down. It's taking up space. Plant something there that will bear fruit. It's not unreasonable. It really makes sense. And so let's ask ourselves again, are we bearing fruit, or are we simply just existing? In this parable and in our lives, there is a good gardener, a gardener who is patient and merciful. God is the gardener of our hearts, and God is deeply, deeply patient with us. God continues to tend to us over and over and over again so that fruit might grow. We have a gardener who loves to get their hands dirty. God spreads out our roots. God adds fertilizer to the soil. God tenderly cares for us. Because God is the gardener that has the hope that good fruit will come if the right care is given. And so here we are, halfway through Lent. Today is the third of six Sundays in this season. And so let's take a few minutes to check in with ourselves. How's it going in your heart as you're getting rid of stuff to make more room for God? How's it going in your heart as you are getting rid of stuff so that you can bear more good fruit? And maybe we even step back. Have you actually been able to honestly acknowledge the cluttered state of your heart or your life? What are the things you need to let go of to allow more room in your heart and your life for God to dwell? And if you are decluttering, are you decluttering the obvious things, the seen things like the clutter on a desk or on a table? What about the things that are tucked further back in your heart that you like to keep out of sight and out of mind? What are the things in your heart or in your life that you need to ask forgiveness from God for? What are the things that are keeping you from bearing good fruit? Sisters and brothers, I hope that you are able to receive the season of Lent for the gift that it is. A time to sort out our lives and our hearts. A time to be honest with God and ourselves. A time to let God search and know our hearts. I know it's not easy work, which is why we so often avoid it. But this work is holy work, and it is the faithful work that we are called to do during Lent. To intentionally attend to our relationship with God. And when we do, may we allow God's Spirit to convict us, to acknowledge those things that are in our hearts and lives that are taking up room God should be dwelling in, and the things that are keeping us from bearing good fruit. And as we do, in the midst of whatever sins or brokenness we find or acknowledge, may we also experience God's steadfast love and forgiveness. Because God is a good and faithful gardener. God is a gardener who is deeply patient with us. God continues over and over and over again to tend to us so that we might bear good fruit. Because even when our branches are barren, even when our soil is dry, or when our roots are all tangled up, God is a gardener who sees and desires for us to be a growing and thriving and beautiful fruit-bearing tree. Let us pray together. Gracious gardener, you don't have to repeat me. Unless you want to, I can do it slow and we can do that. Gracious gardener, you lovingly and patiently care for us all our days. You create beautiful things.
You create beautiful things.
Out of the dirt and dust.
Of your good creation.
You sustain us with your steadfast love.
You sustain us with your steadfast love.
Which is better than life itself.
In the garden of our hearts and lives.
Help us weed out all that distracts us from you.
Help us weed out all that we have made idols of.
And all that which keeps us from bearing good fruit.
Turn our soil
when our ground is hard.
And fertilize our soil.
So that we will have new growth.
Comfort and protect us
when storms come and beat us down,
or when enemies chew on our leaves.
Gracious gardener,
continually water and drench us
with your unfailing and abiding love.
Amen.
Living in trust and hope, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church, called to be a witness to all peoples. Grant humility and wisdom to bishops, pastors, deacons, elders, councils, and congregations, that they may call upon you in making decisions. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We pray for the earth, called to provide abundantly. Teach your people the goodness of your generosity, that in sharing what we have been given, all life may flourish on the planet that is our shared home. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We pray for the nations, called to protect their inhabitants and collaborate in the work of justice and peace. Forge bonds of compassion and mutual care across human borders and boundaries, that all the world may have enough to live. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We pray for those in need, called to receive your compassion, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosela, Anna, Eddie, Mickey, Herbert, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Comfort those whose lives have been disrupted through the natural disasters and human conflict, especially those in Ukraine and Palestine. Aid communities in coming together to mourn, heal, and rebuild. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We pray for this assembly, called to welcome its neighbors to the table of your grace. Bless food pantries, community gardens and kitchens, clean water projects, and all ministries that address human hunger and thirst. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
We give thanks for the faithful lives of those who proclaimed your gospel in times of challenge and strife, and for all those whose lives of love and service have ended, especially Dale Hedrick. May their witness inspire our own. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your people, and draw all things together in your love. In the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant shed in my blood, for the forgiveness for you and for all people. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All who are hungry, come. The feast of grace is spread.
Thank you.
stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage.
May our fasting be hunger for justice, our longings for making of peace, and our prayers a song of the grateful heart. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, our tender parent, God, the crucified one, God, the reconciling spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.
I have a report from there. The brain scan did not show that he had a stroke and there was no damage to the brain. The doctor says he thinks he had a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack. This would be a lack of blood supply somewhere in the brain, but not a stroke, and it has possibly left the left side weak at this time. There does not appear to be any blockages in his arteries and veins, and the heart looks good. They do want to keep him overnight just to watch him and to run some more tests. Let us say our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
As God cares for you.
Thanks.